We've quoted health experts who've said this worldwide coronavirus pandemic is going to get worse before it gets better. The turnaround point is still unknown. When we assembled this show, there were more than 1,250,000 cases of COVID-19 confirmed around the world. Roughly a fourth of them are in the United States, the nation with the most cases. And the Trump administration says a big test is coming over the next couple weeks.
This will be probably the toughest week between this week and next week.
This is the moment to not be going to the grocery store, not going to the pharmacy, but doing everything you can to keep your family and your friends safe. And that means everybody doing the 6 feet distancing, washing your hands.
Coronavirus is expected to cause more deaths this year in America than the seasonal flu usually does. Keeping physical distance from other people is our most important tool, according to a U.S. medical official, and he says this may already be paying off in Washington State. Meanwhile, in New York, the hardest hit state, the governor says coronavirus deaths might be approaching their apex, their worst point, or that they could be hitting a plateau. This is because the number of daily deaths in New York slightly decreased at one point this weekend, though officials say it's still too early to tell if things are turning around there. There are other states that haven't seen the worst of this disease yet, and the lack of testing continues to be a problem in several parts of the U.S., so it's hard to get a clear picture of who's caught COVID-19. Over the weekend, there was a hopeful sign from Italy, where more than 15,000 people have died from coronavirus. On Sunday, the European country saw its lowest daily number of deaths in more than 2 weeks, and the number of patients in critical care also decreased for the second day in a row. So, potentially good news there, but experts say it could still take some time before this happens across the United States.